Welcome to Zooming In, I'm Simone Gao. President Trump said this alone will overturn Georgia's election results. This is what happened at the Georgia's hearing today.
So I'm Jackie Pick, and I'm here as a volunteer. I am a lawyer, but I'm not acting as a lawyer in this case. I'm just helping out the legal team here. And going to explain to you the evidence that we have from State Farm Arena here in Fulton County, which goes to what Ray was talking about in terms of fraud or misrepresentation. So when that cues, okay. So it's going to be tough because I'm going to have to depart from the microphone and point out things at times. You're looking at one big room here. This is where, according to our witnesses, who've given us sworn affidavits, this is where the absentee ballots and military ballots are being tabulated on election day. So we have the tape from first thing in the morning all the way past the close of the polls. What you have is essentially two Republican field organizers who were sent here to be observers. At no time were they actually permitted to observe in a meaningful way. I'm sorry, I have a voice issue today. They are roped off with the press on the side.
See if I can show you.
Yes. Tell you what you could do to help us out so that everyone can hear who's live streaming. If you would tell us what you're going to point to and then go point to it.
Okay.
All right.
So now what will happen is these frames can move around. So this can get a little confusing, but I'll make sure to make it clear. We have two observers there that are going to show up, not at this point, this is in the morning, as you can see the daylight. They're going to get there at about 8 o'clock to watch the tabulation of absentee and military ballots. But according to their affidavits, at about 10 o'clock, there was one person working the polls who told everyone in the room to leave on the basis they were going to stop counting and return at 8:30 in the morning. So if I can get the frame for approximately 10 o'clock or 10:20-ish.
10 p.m.
Okay. We'll have to come back to the morning for a different reason in just a second. Okay, so you can see what time it is. So we're at about 10 o'clock. And what you'll notice is that the workers are present, working. And you have, back in that corner, I pointed out to you, the press and the Republican observers. So according to the witnesses, the Republican observers, there is a lady who has blonde braids who comes out to announce, "We're going to stop counting. Everyone go home." And in fact, we see that. What happens is everyone clears out, including the Republican observers and the press, but four people stay behind and continue counting and tabulating well into the night from that point, which is going to be about 10:25 when they all clear out, or 10:30. And they will continue counting unobserved, unsupervised, not in public view as your statute requires, until about 1 in the morning. The reason we know this is because when our Republican observers were forced to leave, they went to the Central Tabulation Center and they got news from word from a news crew that in fact counting had continued. They have information that not everybody left according to plan and some people stayed behind. So this shocked them. So they returned back to State Farm Arena at about 1 o'clock in the morning, where they confirmed that in fact people had just left State Farm Arena in contravention of what they had been told by the supervisors who are running this operation. So, okay, we're still at about 10 o'clock. Can you take us to about 10:25 so we can see the change? You're going to watch this place be busy and filled up to emptied at some time between 10:25 and 10:35, which is consistent with what the affidavits say. Okay, so 10:25, they're still there. Let's go to 10:35. It takes it just a few minutes for the frames to actually catch up with the with the time that you're seeing. So here you see it's all cleared out. We just went from 10:25 to 10:37. The place is a ghost town. This is where the people were vacated and told, go home, come back at 8:30. We will now stop working and stop counting. But notice who stays behind. You have four people, consistent with our affidavits, who stayed behind. And so you'll see the lady in purple. You'll see two women in yellow in the back, which is where the scanners are there at the top right frame. And then the lady with the blonde braids also, who told everyone to leave. Those are the four people who will stay behind. So the Republican observers said they were the last people to leave State Farm Arena, along with the Fox News crew, excepting those four people. So what you're going to see, look at the ladies in yellow. You'll see that they will begin just sitting still, doing nothing, ostensibly not working, because after all, they said they're going to stop counting. They will wait until the witnesses over there in that roped off area, the press and the observers, leave the room. Then you'll see them move into action and begin scanning ballots. Okay, so I think what we can do now is fast forward to about 11. Do you see them? Yeah. Okay, there they walk. They're walking off. But the ladies in yellow are still there. Yes, keep your eyes on the lady in purple and the two in yellow and the woman in the blue apron with blonde braids, because those are the people who stay behind. Okay, so what you're going to see happen at about 11 o'clock is once everyone is gone, coast is clear, they are going to pull ballots out from underneath a table. Watch this table. So actually this will take a few minutes, but we did not know when we first watched this, okay, is it normal to store suitcases of ballots under a table, under a tablecloth? Is that how they run the place? Maybe this is what they've been doing all day. Maybe this is what they're doing under all the tables. So we went back and watched the video as a team of us. We don't see that. What we see is typically you're going to find ballots, you know, back in this corner or coming in through a door, and then they get moved and circulated throughout the room. And it can get a little confusing because they have these black containers of ballots. They have the U.S. Postal Service containers. But what we were trying to do when we determined that there were ballots being pulled out from underneath this table is, you know, what was the chain of custody? Where did they come from? Who put them there? When did they put them there? We only reviewed this at about 1 in the morning last night for a couple of hours, so we're going to need about 14 hours to watch it carefully because we fast-forwarded through it several times. And could not find that particular frame, but here's what we can tell you for sure. At about 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to roll this back and show it to you. There you go. So now they're going to start pulling these ballots out from under this table. This table, the black one, was placed there by the lady with the blonde braids at about 8:22 a.m. in the morning. So she put that table there. So the same person who's staying behind now, the same person who cleared the place out under the pretense that we're going to stop counting, is the person who put the table there at 8:22 in the morning. Yeah, I saw four suitcases come out from underneath the table. Yeah, upper right hand. You see the gentleman in the red. So he just pulled one out. So what are these ballots doing there, separate from all the other ballots? And why are they only counting them whenever the place is cleared out with no witnesses? Is the question. So these machines can process about 3,000 ballots an hour. You have multiple machines there, and they're there for 2 hours. So you do the math. How many ballots went through those machines in those 2 hours when there was no one there to supervise, to be present, consistent with your statutes and rules, to supervise the tabulation? We believe that could easily be, and probably is certainly, beyond the margin of victory in this race. Because if it's only three scanners working for 2 hours, right, that's 18,000 ballots that went through.
This is not an affidavit. This is physical forensic evidence. Will this silence the mainstream media that repeatedly claim there's no evidence? I doubt it. But what I want to discuss today is that their premise was wrong from the very beginning. Here's why. They call the thousands of sworn affidavits allegations, not evidence. As far as I know, in a civil lawsuit, the plaintiff's burden of proof is preponderance of the evidence, meaning the burden of proof is met when the party with the burden convinces the fact finder that there is a greater than 50% chance that the claim is true. Under these circumstances, the court should accept the case and formal investigations should begin. Because the Trump team is not federal government, they do not have subpoena power. They cannot do formal investigations without these avenues. So it is not realistic or legal to demand that the Trump team provide the majority of the physical evidence. Unfortunately, this has not been the stance of the mainstream media or many of the courts that dismissed Trump's case. But things are changing. A federal appeals court judge issued an order to block election officials from wiping or altering Dominion system machines in three counties in Georgia, responding to attorney Sidney Powell's request on Sunday. Powell later sought a statewide order in an emergency appeal. The appeals court on December 2nd granted her request after rejecting it for a short period of time. But even if data is kept on the Dominion machine, can proper investigations be really done? Brian Kennedy, president of the American Strategy Group, told me this.
The Trump campaign had a court order in Nevada on Wednesday that would allow them to inspect the machines. And I went as an observer to see what went on. And so these are electronic machines. Obviously, they're electronic voting machines. And they let you look at the machines. They even turned the machines on, but you couldn't touch the machines. You couldn't plug in any computer yourself into the system to study it forensically to see what might have happened. And the only documentation they would give to the Trump campaign and any observer was the fact that they had reset the machines to zero prior to the election. That was it. And so when you look at, you know, inspecting the voting machine, that means physically looking at them, which is meaningless.
Yeah.
If you have an electronic voting system, there have to be electronic means to examine whether or not this was a free and fair election. And that, I think, is the problem with electronic voting. That if it's a black box that you can't look into, then you don't have a fair election.
Many things are happening in these swing states. We'll keep you updated on the Dominion system situation and others because we know the mainstream media will not. Stay tuned. I'm Simone Gao. Thanks for watching Zooming In, and I'll see you next time. Oh, don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you like our programs.